This is Karen.
Hey, Karen, it's James again. Or Jeremiah's James in.
We already got you all confused, don't we?
Just a little bit.
Okay. He asked me to go ahead and start talking to you, and then we could proceed from there.
Okay.
So I received this order from you. We're a family-owned business, and okay. I've received that offer, I think, four times, and every time I throw it in the trash. And so today when I opened it up, I said, well, I'm going to dig into this and see what's all about it. So explain what you have to offer.
Sure. Okay. Well, we do many different types of loans. We have the working capital, which is more, I would say, for a short-term type of loan. And then equipment financing, we do, it's more of your traditional loan, like up to 5 years. So it kind of depends on what you guys are looking for.
The working capital loan that we're looking for.
Okay. What's the ballpark figure you guys are looking at?
I need a minimum of 100.
Okay.
I don't know what you normally offer. Like I said, we'd never heard of you guys until you started sending me the offers.
Okay.
And we've gotten four offers from you, so I don't know what your interest rate is or your terms or any of that. You have to explain it.
Sure. Do you guys have any current working capital loans out right now?
We do not.
Okay, no working capital loan. So with our working capital loans, they're a little bit more expensive. Have you ever taken one out?
We have not. We have just actually begun to search into that.
Okay.
As the construction business gets tougher and tougher, they want you to, a lot of our companies, we are smallish. We're a mom-and-pop operation, but we do about $2 million a year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's probably that's our comfort zone. So that's, probably where we're going to stay at, because the more you make, the more taxes you incur, and, if you don't cross on up into a bigger bracket. So
sure.
We're comfortable at the $2 million mark, and that's pretty much where we plan to stay.
Okay.
And we didn't have a light spring, but the jobs that we had under contract were delayed due to the contractor, not to us. And so then we kind of sat around doing piddly work, if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
To make do until the contractor was ready for us. And so now they're ready for us, and, then we had to keep our crew on board, or you'll lose your crew. So
yeah.
Then we've kind of found ourselves in a pinch. And, we've got plenty of work under contract, and, we're booked on into probably the end of September or into October.
Okay.
But, I'm chasing work daily. I'm the estimator. And so I don't foresee us having a drop in business of any stretch of the imagination. We are still a rector, and we're a certified rector. So that holds us to a higher standard in safety and quality. So then, I have a job coming up in Charleston on into the fall, maybe it's in October, and the certifier is called AISC, and they recommended us to that general contractor, and he's quite large, and that's how they found us, and that's how it works, and you generate, more work and more revenue.
Sure.
But after these jobs kind of had that delay in the spring, then we utilized our own capital, keeping our crew and keeping our payments up, and then your general contractors don't want to pay out until 30 to 45 days after you bill. So we've just caught ourselves in a little crunch.
Okay. That makes sense. Let me ask you, how soon do you guys want to pay it back?
What are my choices?
Well, we do short-term anywhere from 3 to 36 months. Do you guys have an idea of what would probably work best for your business? Because I'm sure, let me tell you this, the longer you have the money for, the more you're going to pay back. So we don't have like an APR rate where I can tell you it's going to be this percent. We don't do that. We have a total payback. So whatever amount you borrow, you know what you're paying back. So in every payment that's made goes towards the principal and the interest added.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not where you can just make the minimum payment sometimes and you're just paying off interest. We want you to make sure the loan's paid off. So we give you the money. Basically, we look at your business. we kind of determine, okay, first of all, can they handle this type of loan? Okay, and if you guys are saying you're doing about $2 million a year, I'm most likely I can get you about $200,000 if you need it. Okay, so $100,000 is not going to be a problem.
Okay.
If you want the $200,000, what we can do is shoot for $200,000, and then if I get you approved for it, you have the option of taking it if you want it.
Okay.
Okay, but you don't have to. You can always just take the $100,000 or $50,000 or whatever you need for your business. Once you figure out the amount, then we kind of go off of, all right, what's the best term? And I'll give you a few options. So I'll give you, okay, Karen, here's a one-year option, here's a six-month option, and here's a 15-month option. Okay, and then you guys can figure out, okay, we're obviously going to be paying more money.
I can tell you, I don't want the pressure of having it just at 1 year.
Okay.
And then I do not want to exceed the 36 months, so we need to hit a mark somewhere in between.
So we're looking at about two and a half.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's my comfort zone.
Okay, 2 to 2.5. Okay. Okay. Good. Now, is James the owner of the business?
James is the owner of the business.
Okay.
And he is standing right here. And then also, can you hand me my cell phone in there? Maybe I should give you you need the federal ID number to get started.
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you an application right now, and I need his signature on there. So if you could fill it out and then just have him sign, send it back to me, along with the other list of documents I would need, I can probably get you an approval today, you know, if you guys are looking for that. And then at the latest by tomorrow, and then once I give you the numbers, you and James can talk about it and figure out what's best for your company. And then we take it from there.
What's your success rate with your clients?
Oh, I'll send you a link to our website.
Okay,
it has a lot of reviews of what our clients think about us. In fact, my most recent client.
Hold on a minute. There's a set in my wicker basket. Go ahead.
Just one of my recent customers just left me a good little note on there, too. So you'll see my name on one of the more recent reviews.
You know, and I know those things sometimes are real, and then sometimes you pay those people to, you know, and I don't mean that as an insult. It's just we're a mom and pop, you know, we're small and we're venturing into new waters here. The construction business is really booming, especially in Greenville and Charlotte, which are almost in our back door. And, you know, but if I don't have the working capital, I'm not attractive. You know, when I place my bids, I can't be attractive if we don't have working capital. You know, if I have to put in my letter, you know, we have to be paid within 2 weeks, or we have to be paid here, there, yonder, then that makes me a negative instead of a positive.
Yeah, no, I get it. Actually, 40% of our business that we do is with construction companies. They take up about 40%. So it's you guys are not the only ones that we've dealt with before. It's a similar thing, and they're all saying the same thing that you're saying. It's booming right now.
It really is. But then that floods the market. And so, you know, it's good and it's bad. It's a 50-50. It's almost a 60-40. To give you an example, the project that we're on right now, which is an awesome project, it's a set of condominiums in Greenville, and it's a beautiful job, and we're proud to be involved with part of it. But there is so much construction going on in Greenville right now. This is a small example and might be minute to you, but our hotel rooms for our crew and our team, we are having to keep them 7 days a week in order to keep them. I mean, there's just the hotel market is totally flooded. And, you know, when they go home on the weekend, I like to save a few dollars, you know, and not pay their hotel rooms. But we're having to keep all of their hotel rooms 7 days a week in order to just ensure that they have lodging and accommodations.
Sure.
You know, and then that's a twofold situation. But that's just showing you where the market is at right now. So the market in Charlotte and Greenville, which are, again, both huge cities in our back door, are just flooded. And, again, I want to chase some of this work, but if we are not attractive, you know, with our working capital, it really puts a dent in it, and I really have to beg.
I understand, and like I said, it's wouldn't be our first time. That's why a lot of construction companies go through us, is they need that capital and for their bids, you know. So.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let my husband talk to you. His name is James, and he's the owner of the business. We're not minority owned. He owns.
Okay.
And I can get you whatever documents that you need.
What is a, before you hand it to me, I'm assuming you kind of handle the paperwork?
I do.
Okay. What's your email so I can send you what I need?
Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at Allstate, A-L-L-S-T-A-T-E, Erectors, E-R-E-C-T-O-R-S, .net.
.net. Okay. Okay, yeah, I can talk to James. It was nice speaking with you, Karen.
It was you as well. And
thank
include
you.
All of your contact info in your email to me, please.
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on, please. Here we go.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, James. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, good. So just kind of talking to Karen, she kind of gave me the backstory of what you guys are looking to get and how much and what you're going to be using it for. How long have you guys been in business over there, James?
Oh, since 91.
Okay.
Yep.
91. And she said that this year you guys are trending like 2 mil. You stay around that area?
Okay. Yeah, we stay around 2 mil, a little bit more, but 2 mil is what we used to comfortable with.
And how would you rate your personal credit, James?
Well, it's pretty good.
Okay. All right. And so with this project that you guys got coming up, what are you expecting as far as like a return on investment?
Well, we try to stay around 35%.
Okay. 35% profit margin. And how long will it take you to complete the project?
The ones coming up, it's going to take me probably 8 to 9 weeks to complete it.
8 to 9 weeks. Okay. And then you guys got a bunch of projects coming up, I'm sure, after that. Okay.
Yes.
So, let me see here. 8 to 9 weeks to complete current project. Okay. So, like I was saying to Karen, I will send her the list of documents I would need. I'd really, the main thing is to have your signature on that application because you're the owner.
Yes.
Once she sends it back to me, I take all the information and I meet up with my underwriter. We kind of go over a file and he tells me what you're approved for. And then I come back to you guys. I give you some possibilities of what you can do and the amounts of money we can get you along with a term and a payback. And then you guys talk it over and see what's best for your business. And I can get you funded if you agree within a couple days.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, we work very quickly.
That sounds awesome.
So I'll go ahead and send it over to Karen and with my contact info. So if you guys have any questions, please feel free to give me a call and reach out.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, well, any other questions for me?
No, I think you and her handled most of it, and you explained it to me, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a good woman over there helping you out. So
yeah, she does everything.
Absolutely, that's what you need, So
yeah,
that's awesome. So I'll work with Karen, and then we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, James.